T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
This is far less professional because my day started with the biggest faux pas that I could have.
Sports Talk Saturday.
But I see in the break room there's some donuts there. Okay, sweet. Yo, all right. And I completely forgot about the very segment that we did here about not trusting the 5 bags of unmarked tortilla chips.
Yeah.
What did my stupid butt do? I grabbed one.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly thing.
I'm gonna have nightmares about that.
I hope it's the fact that I can hear it across the room with headphones on. And the mics weren't even on, so I couldn't hear you through the headphones.
On WGR.
No. Welcome to the flaming wagon known as Sports Talk Saturday.
Sports Radio 550.
Bite into the stale donut.
Yes. Yeah. Embrace the crunch of the stale donut. That's what you need to do.
Welcome in to an abbreviated Sports Talk Saturday. My name's Joe Calley. Be taking you through from 11 to 12. Then we're getting back into some tournament action right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. What a tournament so far. Might look at some brackets. Evan DePasquale on the board, pushing all the buttons, doing everything that needs to be done. Crafted that open. It's fantastic. The stale donuts of the Odyssey break room. It never fails. It doesn't matter where they're from. There's stale donuts, I would say, what, probably 85% of the time? Somewhere. Stale donuts somewhere. I bit into one the other day and thought about this very, very show when Derek Kramer, who we may hear from in the final segment for the Booty Cheek of the Week, got a big one for you here. But let's take a look at some March Madness stuff to kick it off. We're going to get into some Bills, Sabres. Of course, the Sabres literally unraveled themselves against the Edmonton Oilers the other night. Their playoff chances, they're 7 points out. If you look at Money Puck for the playoff odds, they're at 2.6%. So they're right about where they were last season, riding at that 2%. The Athletic has them at 2% dead on as well. So Sabres aren't looking that great as of right now. Kind of a tough night. They left Ukko-Pekka-Luukkonen, the goalie, out for dry, essentially, to do his own thing. And it's a shame because he's had such a great season, to the point where it's like, you know, you don't want to see that happen. And Luukkonen since the 2024 calendar year began, Luukkonen seriously has been one of the best goalies in the NHL. And just to see that happen to him is not exciting in the slightest. But quick bracket note, I've been on the nightcap for the majority of the week. And the brackets, let's just say, we're not looking fantastic. I mean, we've climbed the ranks. I was ranked 84th. In the one bracket I do with my family, and the South I've obliterated. Terrible. I mean, Wisconsin falling, that was bad news yesterday. It's thrown it off. I had Kentucky going. I had Florida Gators going, and they lost by 2 to the Colorado Buffaloes. Like that's. It's March Madness. That's what it is, and that's what makes
it
fun to watch.
That's why it's the greatest tournament.
It is. Anything can happen, and it's the underdog stories that are the best, the upsets, right? Look at St. Peter's all those years ago. Mm-hmm. That's still talked about today as one of the best runs, you know?
I am one of the people that I'll create a bracket, mm-hmm. but I don't care. I just want to see chaos and see people get upset about their bracket. That's what I want to see.
See, like, I am in the mindset of I'm not a college basketball fan by any means throughout the entirety of the regular season. You know, we cover them at the station, so we do produce some of these games, right? UB, men's, women's, and Niagara as well. And they've, you know, in their respective seasons, they're interesting to watch at times. But you know, I'm not watching it on television when I have the chance, right? I'm not necessarily the biggest basketball fan either. But when March Madness rolls around, the tournament, it's just, I don't know, it does something else. But they were talking about this earlier in the week. And is it the best day in sports? Because opening day of baseball used to be when it wasn't at 4 a.m. And, you know, we've got Ohtani's translator gambling between innings now. It's just crazy, crazy opening day in Seoul, the South Korea. Just, I don't know, the Sabres were playing till 1 in the morning and then baseball was on at 4 in the morning. So I picked the Sabres games and tortured myself with that instead of watching the baseball games, just caught the highlights. I didn't really go out and watch, but March Madness, the tournament, NCAA men's, even women's tournament, that can get interesting, right? If you do a bracket for that one. I have friends who do only the women's tournament, not the men's tournament, because they think it's more interesting. I am a men's tournament all the way normally. That's kind of just what I've done since I was a kid. I used to just pick Michigan when they were very solid back in the day, and you know, they're not even cooking right now. So then I'm ranked 13th in another pool. So we're not doing too bad. The Midwest I've just nailed, except for Oregon. I had to go in the other way, and you know I was excited. I'm excited. The South though, in both my brackets, have just absolutely exploded. It's nothing good came out of that at all. I think three or four correct picks were made in that. Side of the bracket, so we're not doing good. Evan, who do you have winning the entire thing? You picked a bracket, you said?
I did two just for you know what's and giggles.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Like the ESPN one, I think UConn winning one mm-hmm. and then North Carolina winning the other.
Yeah. Yeah. I went crazy and said Gonzaga's winning the entire thing. So it's not too crazy. They're playing really well.
Here's the thing. At least you're not doing picking like all the one seeds to be in the Final Four, which I've seen a couple people do, like on...
Well, I do have UConn and UNC on that side of the Final Four.
That's different. Uh-huh. I mean, if you have UConn and UNC, and then...
I have UConn and Gonzaga going to the championship, and then Gonzaga winning it. But I had Texas Tech and Gonzaga on the other side, and Texas Tech fell early, and that really put a damper on things as well. So, it's bracket season. I'm a big fan of bracket season. I wish more sports did a bracket, imagine. I mean, they essentially do, right? The playoffs. Even for sports gambling, like you go on FanDuel, right? You can pick the Final Four without doing an entire bracket. And some people, that's what a lot of people are doing now. They're not putting, because I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of me in my bracket selections was scrolling through and picking just random, you know what I mean, based on seeding. Oh, this could be an upset here. We'll just do this. Like, there was not a lot of calculated, clear ways to go about that. But if you've got any crazy bracket conversations you want to have for March Madness, whatever you got going on, you know, even if you want to chat about the Bills and Sabres, we're going to get into them in a few minutes here. Call on the phone, 716-803-0550, to get on the lines, and we'll, you know, chat with you about whatever you want to chat about. We've got an abbreviated Sports Talk Saturday here, and I mean, it's a nice relaxed vibe for a Saturday after, you know, a crazy couple days of the tournament starting, and we're going to get you right back into it at 12 here, right here on WGR. So I think it's time we kind of have to talk about the Sabres. I was stalling for as long as I could. I didn't really want to bring them up in full blown, but let's take a look at that box score from the other night. I mean, Paterka and Olofsson were the two goal scorers. That right there tells you everything you need to know, in my opinion, because you went from them playing such a great collective game where everyone essentially got a piece of the pie. You saw the consistently inconsistent Sabres rear their faces, rear their heads, and here we are now, 7 points out after they had the opportunity to be 1 point out a week ago today. Could not happen, unfortunately. And then you're 5 points out, 4 points out, and now seven. So, listen, it's not completely over numerically, mathematically. They're still in it. let's talk realistically, they're not in it. They're not making the playoffs unless something crazy happens. And some intense scoreboard watching leads to everything unraveling for them and helping them get into the tournament. Don't think it will, because truthfully, you can't expect to get in when you're dropping games like that and just basically rolling over and showing your belly at that point. And 8-3, like that's gross. It's disgusting. I don't know about you. I know you were producing it. What were your thoughts?
No, I wasn't producing the Edmonton game. I was producing the other two games. But I turned it off after 6-3.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, this is getting ridiculous.
Well, you thought the Sabres, they were leading at one point. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. And then all of a sudden,
eventually, it got to a point where it was just like, okay, what the heck is going on? It was at around, once they scored that goal to tie the game at 3 with less than a minute left in the third, I was just like, okay, this is not a... Anytime a team can score in the last minute of a period, mm-hmm. that's never a good sign.
No, it means you're falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're starting to see the threads start to split on the seam.
More so if it's the end of the second or end of the first.
Right.
End of the third, you know, you could...
Where the goalie gets pulled. Way. Something
can
happen.
That's usually where the goalie gets pulled.
Yeah.
You got the man advantage, stuff like that.
Yeah, and I mean... That's different because it's the end of the game. When you're doing it in the first and second period, you have a good chunk left, and you know you got to go from there. But the Sabres just, I don't know. It's frustrating. It's frustrating because they dangle it in front of you, right? They dangle it in front of you. They want you to believe. They stopped doing fan salutes at one point because the chance to fire the coach were louder than they ever were. Then they really start to kind of like put it together after Casey Mittelstadt gets traded. And you're like, okay, all right. As a fan watching, this is looking good. Like, they might be that dangerous team that sneaks their way into the last wild card spot because Detroit's completely falling apart, you thought. And the Sabres still chasing them for a playoff spot. Let me just refresh the numbers here. And, yeah, Detroit, they're at a 38.2% chance to make the playoffs. And it looks like they're going to, the Sabres are 83 points and the Detroit Red Wings are 88.9. So, yeah, you're kind of having to put stuff together there and hope they fall apart. But it's just, I don't know, I don't want to call it a lost cause necessarily because, again, mathematically they are still alive. But the vibes are not good right now. And they play tomorrow against the Calgary Flames, the last game on their road trip. Then they come back here on Wednesday against Ottawa, I believe. And what do you expect from that, right? What do you expect from the homestand? They play better on the road than they do at home historically.
Like I see in what we were talking about, what Derek was talking about yesterday, was Sabres getting back into the playoff mix.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 week that just flipped.
Yep. Yeah. Flipped on its head. 100% flipped on its head. It's frustrating because, again, they dangled the stake in front of the lion, right? They knew what they were doing. They were playing better. Bowen Byram turned that team around, essentially. But you kind of get to the point now where it's like, okay, what's the offseason going to look like for the Sabres? And you heard Paul Hamilton yesterday on Chopin the Bulldog mentioning you kind of have to be, or 2 days ago, excuse me, you kind of have to be okay letting some of these guys go, right? Like everyone loves Dylan Cousins. Everyone loves Jack Quinn, right? Everyone loves Tage Thompson and all of them. I'm not saying Tage Thompson's going to go, or Dylan Cousins anyway. Just hear me out. You have to be like somewhat okay realizing, hey, in order for the Sabres to get better, you might have to pawn off some of your players. And that's kind of the tough part about it is they just really started to be decent with the core guys they have. And you don't want to see the core guys go away necessarily, right? No one does. But at the same time, you kind of have to, you got to think like, okay, we're at a stalemate here. There's nothing happening. We're regressing from last season. They're regressing. They're not anywhere near where they were. And I guess they are percentage-wise, but this season just, it was... They didn't lose 8 games in a row, but guess what? They couldn't win more than 2 for the longest time in a row. So until they got decent goaltending, imagine last season. You're 1 point out from a playoff spot at the end. The Florida Panthers get in. Imagine if you had UPL's goaltending last season.
Well, they'd be in the 3 division spots.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm not going to say they would win the division, but they'd
They'd be right about there, though.
Mm-hmm.
And
comfortably.
Yeah, comfortably sitting
in the playoffs.
In the playoffs. You don't have to worry about playoff scoreboard watching or wild card spots. No. If you had UPL's goaltending last year at this time, you'd be again, comfortable. You didn't have it last year. You had god-awful goaltending last year. That was one of the biggest concerns going into the offseason. And at the beginning of this season, you're finally getting that goaltending, but your offense can't score anymore. They can't score anymore, and that's the big problem. The Sabres' offensive production is so diminished from last season. It's essentially a different team. Last season, it was the, hey, let's play some street hockey out here. We're on the pond in the backyard that just froze over. We're going to have some fun. They looked like a bunch of kids playing hockey. This season, no, we're going to slow it down a little bit. We're going to try something here. The experiment was done as soon as the season began, in my eyes. You should have. I get it. You didn't make the playoffs last year, right? That might be the mentality of, hey, let's kind of slow this offense down. Let's play a little more defensively in the neutral zone, right? Let's in between the blue monsters, the jaws of the blue monster, let's, you know, do that. No, that is not the solution here. The solution here is you actually have goaltending. And again, like if you played like you did last season with this goaltending and you just outscored your opponent instead of trying to meticulously win games in the neutral zone when that's not the strength of your team. You have offensive defensemen. You have a high-flying, fast-paced young team who can move the puck around and do what they need to do. If you had goaltending and playing like that, you'd be in a playoff spot this season, bar none. But they're so inconsistent. They're so inconsistent. And it's frustrating because it's just, they can do it. You know deep down, they do have the ability to do it. They have the ability to go to the playoffs. It's just, they're not putting it together when it counts. They roll over in big games like this, right? So there's 11 games left in the season, if I'm not mistaken. You have the Flames on the road tomorrow again. The Senators, Wednesday, March 27th. The Devils are coming here, March 29th on Friday. The Maple Leafs are back on the 30th, back-to-back with the Devils. You have the Red Wings coming back April 7th, Tuesday, April 2nd. Capitals are home. You have a huge homestand coming up. And here's the problem. They play better on the road than they do at home. So you look at this stretch of games like, okay, all right. We go back to Money Puck real quick. Look, at the Devils aren't... They're chasing a wild card spot from Detroit, right? You got to beat the Devils. You have to win.
You have to win every game.
Essentially.
Basically.
And guess what? I can tell you right now, that's not going to happen.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, they're not going to win every game. And it's you perfect way to say it, just unfortunately, because it is unfortunate.
When was the last time you were this excited about a Sabres team?
God, I don't think ever in my life when I've really been paying attention to the team, right? I mean, probably 07 or 06 that time, early 2000s, you know?
Probably the last time I was this excited maybe was when we after the Eichel draft.
I think actually the last time I was this excited.
Or the Dahlin draft.
Yes. Was when they went on that 10-game win streak.
Oh, I know.
I was like, okay, this team's coming together. Skinner, Eichel, Ryan, all those guys, right? They're coming together, even though we had Bogosian on the team. Don't even get me started on that guy. But
I found an old program.
Did
and
you?
And I looked through the roster. I don't remember what year it was. This is when Montour was on the team because he was on the cover.
Yeah.
And I was just like reading some of these names, and I kept saying, who? Who?
Yeah.
Who are these guys? Who are these people?
Yeah.
These were on the Buffalo Sabres roster?
Yeah. Well, it's like that one guy, it was mentioned earlier in the week. He played 7 games here. That
oh,
was it.
Wayne Simmons,
Wayne
I think.
Simmons, I believe. Yes. I'm sorry. I had a senior moment there. Completely blanked out on the name. But it's just 7 games? Like, that's what I remember the Sabres as, right? And I don't know. It's... It's tough because I think back when I was a kid, you know, Vanek, Pominville, all those guys, you're like, this is the year. They're going to do it. Nope, nope, nope. And guess what? It's about to be the 13th straight year that they don't make the playoffs. And that's bad. You know, like wouldn't they be the longest drought in NHL right now?
Yeah, they're currently the longest drought in NHL history. And that's like the weird thing where a team has gone from picking first overall to being in the playoffs the very next year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at St. Louis, for example.
Yeah.
They were last in the NHL at December 31st.
Yep.
Went on to win the Stanley Cup.
Yep, exactly. It just shows you, though.
And the Sabres still can't.
You have to try
even
not to
make
the playoffs.
A playoff spot. A wild card.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, they're in a division that is absolutely ridiculous. There has been no turnover in this division.
And you're stuck with Boston, right? Like, you're stuck with
Boston,
the dynasties.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Toronto.
Right, of course, because they can't win more than one series in the playoffs, but they still make it in every year, right? So it's so frustrating. But, no, it's you're kind of in a position now where, I mean, I hate to say it, the Boston sports are on top again. And even when you thought they were going to go, oh, the Bruins are getting old, they're not going to do what they do, look at them. Look at them. Still playing well. You have the youngest team in hockey, and you can't even outperform those guys. And it's tough. It's just, I'm just looking at the rest. Your final game of the season is in Tampa Bay. We're on the road in Florida for the last two games of the seasons against the Panthers and the Lightning. So you're going to play Kyle Okposo in Florida. Is he getting any ice time?
I'm not sure.
I haven't actually like looked into that. But I remember the joke was like he wanted to make the playoffs at least once with the Sabres, right? I'm like, oh, they're sending him to Florida. He's going to make the playoffs there. And I'm like, oh, man, the Sabres make the playoffs. They're going to play Florida right away. And Okposo's going to be playing the Sabres. Like, that's wild. But I don't know. Any thoughts from you out there? Call 716-803-0550. Get in on the conversation. Like to get connected with our fans here on your thoughts on the Sabres. I know it's kind of a grim topic, if you will, with the way everything's going now, but I'd like to hear from, I mean, if you're out there listening, just feel free to call in and give your thoughts. Vent. This is a vent session about the Sabres, essentially, because it's just been nothing but frustration for going to be 13 years now of no playoff appearances. And I don't know. It's tough looking at it because it's, you know, my entirety of my childhood, it's just been terrible. I've never been around for a great Sabres team. I mean, I have, but too young to really comprehend what's going on. You as well. Kind of. I mean,
I remember that 2011 series.
Yeah.
I remember Ryan Miller basically robbing Briere up front.
Right. I have a Ryan Miller bobblehead from when I was a kid.
That's my favorite Sabres moment that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure that people are going to blast me and say, what about Now do you believe the Pominville overtime goal to beat Ottawa? I was in the second grade when that happened, so I don't really have... How I found out they lost to Carolina was I looked at the sports section of the Buffalo News and saw Ryan Miller's like head kind of down while he walking through the handshake line, so that's how I knew that we lost.
Right. Oh, that's tough. That I mean, you pulled that out straight up, so I can imagine that's a burning memory for you at that point.
It was.
So, yeah. Yeah, but... I don't know. The Sabres just, you know, it's never easy. Never easy to be a fan of the Buffalo Sabres, and that's the tough part about it. But if you're a fan of the team, your fandom, you got to do it. You got to stay committed. Buffalo, at the end of the day, I still think this is it's a hockey city before a football city at the end of the day. And some people might say, what are you, crazy? Look at the Bills. We're so close to Canada. It's Buffalo's a hockey city. If the Sabres were good, I'm telling you, KeyBank would be packed every night. Packed every night. And I know you can't compare it to the Bandits because the Bandits have like 16 games compared to the 82 or 41, whatever would be at home for the NHL season. But just a sigh. A sigh. That is essentially what a... That's all I could say. These Buffalo Sabres are historically just taunting you, taunting everyone. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we get back, Daniel and Tonawanda, I see you on the line. We're going to take more of your phone calls throughout the break. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. My name's Joe Calley. This is WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's unguarded as he triggers in to Simpson. 5-4. Baseline jumper rattles around, and it drops through! 1.7 to go. Florida out of timeouts. Samuel ahead to Clayton. Three-quarter court. A prayer. Offline to the right, and the game is over! Colorado surges past Florida on the game winner by K.J. Simpson Jr. 102-100. March Madness is unmatched.
All righty, rub it in. Rub it in. The game that busted my bracket.
How far do you have Florida going?
I had them going to the next round. So it's nothing too crazy, but, you know. Time to get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Shop online.
Northtown Kia.
Northtown Kia. Thank you. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Matt in Rochester. How's it going?
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for having me on. You said this is going to be a Sabres vent session. So
yes.
A little context for you here. I am 41 years old, born and raised in Buffalo, North Tonawanda. Played travel hockey my whole life since I was 6 years old. Played club hockey in university. Still play Thursday night men's league. So hockey has been my life, Sabres fan since birth. In 05-06, I was graduating college. And when the Sabres are making that magical run, the Sabres had a promotion where if you put down for season tickets the following year, you get playoff tickets at season ticket pricing. So my best friend and I went in on that. 319, we had season tickets for 10 years from the 06-07 season to 16-17. And so this has been my life. And the Sabres over this drought have literally sucked the enjoyment of hockey away from me in the sense that we've invested thousands upon thousands of dollars into this team, even rightly so, even after I moved to Rochester, because I want to feel like a part of my hometown team. I want to feel like I'm supporting them. But everything from the food in the arena until possibly recently, the arena falling apart, obviously the product on the ice has just been so non-enjoyable. I did something that I never thought I would do. I gave up my season tickets just because it wasn't worth the money, the paper it was printed on. I always thank Terry Pegula for what he's done for the Buffalo Sabres and Buffalo Bills, ensuring they'll stay in Buffalo. But if he's not free of criticism, I feel that he has put a lot of his business partners in positions of power that don't know what they're doing over and over again. And that is just permeated throughout the organization throughout the past 13 to 15 years.
Oh, Matt, we lost you there. Broke up a little bit. I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll see if we can reconnect you. I'm not going to speak on any of the ownership stuff. I don't know enough to really, you know, make a claim on any of that. But I can understand how the team has essentially sucked the enjoyment out of you, right? Like, you kind of look at it to the point where, you know, they were on that magical run. You did invest in those tickets. And for the past good chunk of time, it has not been a return investment. Like you said, the on-ice product is not selling it, right? The arena, they are making changes. They're redoing the roof. They're building a new video board for it. So that's like, we're seeing progress in areas, right? Like, I think the on-ice product is the biggest thing that you need to fix. And that's just the team, right? At that point, you can't really fix an on-ice product without fixing the team. But you are making improvements in places, right? So, and it's the best they've looked, I would say, out of the entirety of the drought these past 2 years, right? The emergence of Tage Thompson, Dylan Cousins, all those guys, Rasmus Dahlin getting his contract, all these guys getting their money, right? You're seeing the most commitment to the players, I guess, in a long time. And Terry Pegula and Kim Pegula, when they came in and, you know, got the Bills and Sabres together, they, Pete Guelly, right? He's the COO for both of the teams. They're bringing them together again, right? I don't think anyone's without criticism with the Sabres, right? You can pick and choose any little thing you want to say. But the biggest thing for me is the on-ice product just not being there. And that's just, I feel like, going to take a little more time than people want it to. And that's the problem. It's not a quick turnaround, the best way to put it. The team has to get better. The team has to develop. You need a coach in there for a while, and it looks like they're going to run with Granato. Like at this point, that's kind of the way it looks like it's going, because they're not really pushing anything else. And I like Don Granato. I genuinely do. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a great developmental coach. A lot of people think that he's not going to be the guy to get you over the hump. And while I can definitely see the argument, I think, you know, he un-Krugered the Sabres. I think that's the big thing that I go back to, because Skinner was on the fourth line jail. It was not a good team coming. It was not a good situation. You had the whole Jack Eichel situation, right, with the surgery, and he's going to the Vegas Golden Knights, and you get Tuck and Krebs and the picks, and it's, you're kind of taking the toxicity out of KeyBank Center, right, as a coach there. And I think Don Granato's done that. He's got the culture. Him and McDermott are very like-minded in the culture they build for the teams, right? Very around the guys in the locker room. We want you to be locker room guys before anything else. And while I can understand the frustration of, hey, trust the process isn't winning games, this is the best the team has looked and the best position they've been in to make the playoffs in the past two seasons, out of the entirety of the 12 years they haven't made the playoffs. So while I can see frustration and how they've sucked the life out of you, maybe I'm an optimist, right? And maybe I looked to the positive in things. I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And it's just, this hockey city is going to reignite as soon as the Sabres make the playoffs once. So you've seen Bruce Almighty, Evan? You seen that movie with Jim Carrey? No? No.
So
I recommend it.
Oh, I know. I know that it takes place in Buffalo, mm-hmm. and then
he's a reporter.
Then at the end, the Sabres win the Stanley Cup.
So
he
grants everyone's prayers and wishes, right? He grants everyone's, like, he just doesn't want to do it. Jim Carrey. the Sabres winning the Stanley Cup is one of them, and the city burns down because it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are rioting, like, every, like, pulling down.
I think about that, a Stanley
that
Cup parade, and maybe as a fan or as a reporter, wearing a jersey and wearing shorts. That's kind of what I want to get back to, is going
hockey
to a Sabres game
in
shorts. Wearing shorts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're playing meaningful games in March again, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Kind
I
of.
I mean, I'm tired of the
Well, it's also, we got like 5 inches of snow last
games
night.
In March, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
Also not happy about that.
No.
So.
That is.
Was not expecting that at 6 o'clock this morning.
No, this entire week I've been looking out the window, and it's just been, oh, it's a flurry. Oh, it's actually snowing, and now there's accumulation. So, great. But besides the point. The Sabres, I think, are on the up and up, truthfully, whether it be this season or not. They're not making the playoffs this season. I can say that right now. I hope they prove me wrong. I hope something crazy happens and they end up squeaking their way into a wild card spot. I think that'd be magnificent. I'm not going to sit here and hold out my hope that it's going to happen, but it's not necessarily out of the question. Mathematically, that's what I'm going to say. Realistically, yes. Mathematically, no. We shall wait and see on that. That was a long Sabres chat for about 40 minutes. We've been talking about them, and I think they've sucked the life out of me in these 40 minutes, truthfully, just speaking about them. There are so many guys on that team you like, though, right? They're all likable guys, and that's the tough part about it is you immediately go to blame the players when a loss like this happens. The coaching staff around Granato is the first thing I say might need to change, and that is what a lot of people might say. But some people think, why not just change out the entire thing? And I'm like, Granato's got the chemistry with the guys. They've won under him. They just, I think, need a better system in place around, like, the power play. No offense to Jeff Skinner. He's great in 5-on-5, amazing in 5-on-5. He cannot play on the power play. He does nothing. The Sabres' power play is stagnant. They're not moving. They're not rotating. They're not moving around. They get in their position on the ice, and boom, that's it. We're going to sit here, cat and mouse them, and just take a random shot into the corner of the net and hope for the best. Sometimes it works. Most of the time it does not. And their penalty kill's been all right. Like, that's one part that's, I guess, been a little better, but it's nothing spectacular. I just think if you change out the coaches around Granato, maybe you see what goes on there. And I'm not the guy saying, you know, Lindy Ruff right back to Buffalo in the offseason. I don't think that's a great idea because he's already had his chance.
I love Lindy Ruff,
yeah.
But I just...
I don't think he'd work with this team.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Make him president of hockey ops. Who knows?
Maybe,
could that happen?
Or, like, I could see Kevin Adams doing that, becoming president of hockey ops, and then Lindy Ruff becoming GM. It's... We're fans that want to... It's like when Marv came back and was the GM of the Bills.
We want to recapture
the glory days.
Yep, and unfortunately, Marv Levy, how great of a coach he was, the GM just thing didn't work out because look at the state of the Bills at that point.
I mean, he did get Fred Jackson. I mean,
he got Fred Jackson, but it's not necessarily him not working out. It's the team just not being good, right? It's the team just not working. They were playing they played a Toronto series at one point, the Bills, because they were going to maybe move to Toronto. Like, that's ridiculous. And then Bon Jovi wanted to move him to Texas.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Even though the CJ Spiller jersey I have has the Toronto series patch on it, the on-field one.
That's fine.
So it's just a
jersey. Nobody's going to get mad about it. If people get mad about a jersey, then that's just...
Yeah. Well,
okay, maybe I'm being a... what's the word I'm looking for?
Hypocritical?
Yeah, I'm being a hypocrite because I get mad, like, say... If someone's
wearing my slug in the other day, and
if someone's wearing a jersey that's signed, I'm like,
yeah, no,
what are you doing?
I understand signed jerseys if it's like, you know, to an event or something like that. But sitting out at Highmark Stadium in slushy, dirty snow on the bleachers with a signed Josh Allen jersey is disgusting to me. That can't happen.
You see it more in hockey.
Because you're indoors and stuff like that, right? You don't have to worry about the elements unless you're at the Winter Classic, essentially. So, I don't know. It's not to dwell, but I can't. I, I At the beginning of the season, I'm quoted saying, I cannot wait for the season to start. You can quote me now, and I have been quoted now saying, I can't wait for this season to be over so they can go into the offseason, do what they need to do. I think Kevin Adams is going to have a more aggressive offseason than last season. I think he's got to, he realizes what needs to be done. And I think you're going to have Levi and Lukanen as your goalie rotation next season because clearly Eric Comrie is not the one they want. So I think you're going to, you know, you're going to end up going from there. But it's just, it's going to be a roller coaster the next year. I Granato's getting his extension. It kicks in this offseason. And it's just kind of like, okay, I guess we're, that, if you keep him around, you're investing.
That's kind of where I'm against the whole firing thing. So you're how long is the extension? What, 4 years?
Let me double check on that.
Either way, you're basically now just going to make him, you're going to pay him to not coach. And I'm tired of having to pay players to not play and pay coaches to not coach.
So December 21st.
And pay GMs to not GM.
Yeah. December 21st, 2023. 2 year contract extension, securing his position through the 2025-26 season, worth just under $2 million per season.
All right.
Well, excluding bonuses. So that's not too bad.
Yeah. That's not horrible.
Yeah.
Maybe if he gets through this year without getting fired, he's probably going to be the hottest seat in the NHL.
Well, he's the sixth longest tenured head coach in the NHL. And what does that tell you about the turnover in the NHL?
It's weird to think of how much of a how often coaches get fired. Think about the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have a bad week in your can.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You could be first in one bad week and then out of here.
Exactly. No, it's the next couple seasons for the Sabres are going to be interesting. It's going to be a season that kind of tells you who they are, I guess. And we're gonna take a quick time out here, maybe get some more calls in the next break. We're going to do the booty cheek of the week, so stay tuned. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Joe Calley. This is WGR.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Joe Calley. It's time for the cheek, the booty cheek of the week. And to join me is none other than Derek Kramer. Derek, how's it going?
Yeah, let's get this segment going because I have to answer for my crimes.
Your crimes?
My crimes, Joe, because I am the booty cheek of the week.
You are?
I am. Because last week on this very show, I was getting the community as hyped as possible about the Sabres being back in the playoff race, and 1 week later, I have betrayed you all.
The walls have come tumbling down, unfortunately.
And the thing is I once again forgot that I have inhuman jinxing powers.
Yeah, are you like, you're on here taking full responsibility for it? Is that what you're doing?
I am taking my responsibility.
Your responsibility, okay.
There's another party that's responsible for it, and it is, of course, the Sabres themselves. But
yeah.
The minute I got done with this show last week, they tripped over themselves against Detroit and then have stumbled throughout this road trip where if you come away with four wins, even three, you're looking at a great position, and they've only gotten one.
Yeah, we looked at it. There's no way you win every game from here on out. There's no shot. So, especially
you
how
trust the team to do that.
No, how consistently inconsistent they are? Absolutely not. They're gonna go. Probably gonna split at 500. I would say they're gonna have the best games of the year and the worst all within the same series.
And there will be more to say about the Sabres. But, yes, I am tagging myself here as the good old booty cheek of the week.
All right. I respect it. I respect it. My booty cheek of the week was going to be the Sabres. So, I mean, we're on the same page. It's just who's blaming what party for what. So,
but you cannot have the segment if you cannot turn the sword upon yourself when you know you've done wrong.
Right. Such an upstanding host. I love it. I love it. Commitment to the bit. And that's the best thing. I don't know. It's just, isn't it frustrating? Like, just real talk for a second. It's so frustrating.
I know we're up against the clock, so
yeah.
Today we actually do have to get out on time. Look at me. You're welcome, Evan. But
thank you, Derek.
We'll record some thoughts. We'll record some thoughts about this because we don't have a normal show all month here. So we'll record some thoughts on this, get them all out there for you online, and we'll go from there. But for now
we're
it's my fault. I gotta go.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Derek, for joining us for the segment. And that's going to do it for this edition of Sports Talk Saturday. We'll be back with you soon, hopefully. My name's Joe Calley. Again, this is Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer just joined us for the Booty Cheek of the Week. You're listening to WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.